I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
One, we are live here on a special edition of WWL Sports Talk. We're at Rouse's Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach here in Mandeville. Come on by and visit us, myself along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Also, shop and save at Rouse's, your local low-price leader. And also, we have here at Rouse's in Mandeville, the Pro Football Hall of Famer himself, Willie Rofe, here signing autographs, also to talk about his new bourbon whiskey, and also at Rouse's Market. So
yeah, it's pretty smooth. I just had a taste. Hey, hey, it's five o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere in the world, 5 a.m. or 5 p.m., it's somewhere, right?
Yeah. No, but 5 p.m., that's happy hour. I mean, so we make
yeah,
it
for
happy.
Some, they ain't in at 5 a.m., so it's still happy hour.
Yeah, you know, we always promote, the Breakfast of Champions, Bloody Mary before a Saints game. So
yeah.
Since we don't have an LSU and Tulane play, we have a lot of local games. You know, Mike, Nichols State at Lamar. If Nichols State's going to do anything in the Southland Conference, because Lamar
got to beat Lamar.
Yeah, Lamar might be the team to beat, but that's at Lamar. And then, you know, Louisiana Monroe up at Northwestern in Evansville. That, I don't know how much the Big Ten school, how much they paid him to go up there.
I don't know.
But they've been.
Probably in that 600 to 700 range is
Mike,
normally what you get.
Now, you look at the Warhawks, what they've done, they had snapped that 15-game losing streak in their series against Arkansas State last week. So you look at them, Mike, even though they lost their stud running back to Mizzou,
Can play.
But look, Monroe can run the ball. Mike, they ran 199 yards, holding Arizona State to 12 yards. Now, they sacked the opposing quarterback seven times. But they were picked last in the Sun Belt.
Yeah, they were.
So you got to – I don't even know who's the coach there. You got to give them a lot of credit that what they're doing. But you look at – boy, you know who's really bad right now, Mike? Why would you want to coach UCLA? I don't know, name, image, or likeness. The reason why I say that if you look at coming off a 17-14 victory, that being Northwestern, which Tulane spanked. So UCLA, they really struggled.
Okay, Bob, we grew up in an era. UCLA, they were a dynamic team in the Pac-10 back then. But, man, they were so good.
They had
Terry Donahue was the coach, and before that, old Pepper. Remember Pepper Rogers?
Pepper
he coached
Rogers
in the USFL.
And even Rick Neuheisel.
Yeah.
You know, had success there.
And, you know, before that, he coached in the NFL. Didn't have a lot of success. Dick Vermeil, but before him, Tommy Prothro.
Oh, yeah, that's old school there. Look all that. So, you know, you think of USC football, not UCLA. You know, it's more UCLA basketball, but you look at UCLA, how they have fallen. Mike, and they in the Big Ten right now, they're like at the bottom. You know, you go, you know.
And I'm talking about rock bottom.
Yeah, yeah. So the, none to write home about when you look at the UCLA but, Bruins. And you know who they had when we when they looked pretty damn good when Coach O and all thought LSU was going to be.
Charbonnet
with the Seahawks right now. That, yeah. He didn't play against the Saints. He was hurt, but that's a stud running back.
My old buddy Joe Clark was pals with Tommy Prothero. And before Tommy passed away, Tommy would – they would visit one another. You know, he'd come in for a visit in South Louisiana. And the crazy thing about Tommy, go to show how genetics sort of take over. Tommy drank a 12-pack of Dr. Pepper every day and smoked a pack and a half of cigarettes.
Well, just by not doing anything else, just by doing that, it seemed like that would kill you. I mean,
Tommy lived a long life. I mean, it goes
genetics.
To show you, you know,
genetics.
You can do certain things to your body, but there is a genetic part that sort of gets you through. Bob, man, on the way here, Bill Belichick, well, you talk about a beating. It's halftime, Clemson 35-3 over North Carolina.
And Clemson's not the Clemson we thought at the beginning of the season.
No, not at all.
So when you look at Bill Belichick, Mike, and I don't know, are they paying him like $10 million a year? Didn't he have like a 3 or 4 year deal? I mean, I don't know.
He's got a long term deal there.
So, and then he got the general manager. We had him on the radio, Lombardi.
Yeah, Mike Lombardi.
You know, so I mean, he probably wouldn't want to come on now.
I mean, not anymore. Yeah. And he didn't want to come on to talk North Carolina. He wanted to come on to promote his book.
Right.
Also, Michigan, man, they in a dogfight with Wisconsin, 10-7. Bob, I watched early in the year. Wisconsin's not very good.
Well, Alabama crushed them. Now, I know. No, it was on Wisconsin was on the road with them on the road at the big house in Michigan, and so Mike, I don't know when you look at okay, you could say the SEC's down compared to the Big Ten, but when you have to look top to bottom, I still think the SEC's king. Now Penn State, you know they laid an egg against Oregon, but I don't know who's better now than I don't know. Right, we got to wait and see. But
is anybody better than Ohio State
or Oregon? No, you look Ohio State, Oregon, say maybe they could be tested today, Florida State in Miami. You know, they have Miami up there. See, you know, they got to take care of business. They're off to a fast start. So, but when you look at, like, how many teams, because you know the Big Ten and SEC, they take pride in how many teams we can get into the postseason. You know, because you know the conferences, they'll brag on that. Oh, well, we had more teams in a 12-team playoff than y'all did. Because, you know, that's just going to be judged because – if Ohio State, you know, can win another national championship, has the torch been passed from the SEC to the Big Ten? When you look at it, the reason why I say this because it's a different era, name, image, and likeness and all that. The Big Ten have a lot of Fortune 500. They got big money. Then and Oregon, you look Ohio State, they can keep up with the Joneses, whether it's Texas A&M or Texas. You understand the point I'm making? That because who's going to get the players? And the perfect example who's not in the SEC or the Big Ten is in the Big 12, Texas Tech. And how much they've built a professional team. Like you look at, okay, we got to win a championship. So what if you think I'm buying a championship? Who's that one owner, Mike?
Yeah, he's a multi. He's in the all-field business.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I want Texas Tech to be relevant. And Mike, you would think that throw the ball everywhere, that, but it's their defense.
Their defense is good. And all 11 starters came from the transfer portal. Isn't that crazy? Every one of them.
Well, you got to give the coach a lot of credit getting those guys to play together and come together as a team, because you can have a bunch of all-stars then mean you're going to play well as a team. But Texas Tech, I've been impressed with them. Now they're going against Willie Prince and the Houston Cougars at Houston.
I would have the antenna up tonight.
Right, you know, to see. So you see some games. It's kind of, Mike, when you look at what are the games you want to watch, I definitely want to watch because to me that's old school Miami and Florida State. You know how Florida
that
State
is
took
old
it to Alabama, and we thought Alabama was done not so fast. I don't think Kirby could beat Alabama at Georgia. At Georgia, has unbelievable success. But he can't beat Alabama. And that's,
he's 1-7
yeah,
against
Alabama. Yeah, whether Saban's coaching or not.
No, he's 0-2 against DeBoer.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Other upset alert to watch. This is in the third quarter. An undefeated Iowa State team
Cincinnati
is losing 31-15 to Cincinnati.
Now, I think that game's at Cincinnati. And, boy, a lot of the people, Mike, who have a little coin on the line, they said, I'm telling you what, take Cincinnati. And Mike was almost, he said, that was the one game how people felt good about. Now, I don't know enough about that, but they were saying, no, I'm telling you, take Cincinnati over Iowa State.
It was the upset alert pick.
Right.
And even when we had on people from BetMGM, they were bullish on Cincinnati in that football game. They thought that's where Iowa State might take that first tumble.
You know, and Mike, looking at what's going to happen today, you know, Alabama, can they keep riding that momentum, the huge momentum by beating the Georgia Bulldogs, Vanderbilt Commodores? But the key is going to be, I didn't realize this, you would not think who's going to win in the trenches. Look at Vanderbilt. This caught my attention. Look at the run game. You know, always talking about the Saints or LSU. LSU can't run. Vanderbilt, last year they gashed Alabama for 166 yards on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And this year they have one of the best SEC rushing attacks. You look right now, Mike, they rank first in the league, averaging 6.5 yards a carry and 18 rushing touchdowns. Then can you run the ball, stop the run? You don't think of this as Vanderbilt football. Defensively, Vanderbilt is allowing the third fewest rushing yards, right on the 80 yards, 79.8 a game. And then conversely, when you look at Alabama, where they're at and how they're structured, is one of the worst rushing offenses and defenses in the SEC. Remember how Florida State was whipping them on the line? So I think Alabama, they're going to want that revenge game against Vanderbilt. But just watch that if Vanderbilt's able to run and stop the run, and the same thing with Alabama.
You know, crazy game, and it's next week, but Alabama will have played Georgia in Athens, and then they play Vanderbilt in Alabama. Who's next on the schedule, and I will say it now, I think it's maybe the upset alert, Missouri.
Right,
That's who Alabama plays next.
And you look at Drinkowitz, and they have a 1-2 punch in running the football.
That Prince for a quarterback, Penn State. I'm not sure they made the right choice.
No, they picked the wrong quarterback.
They should have kept.
Yeah, you know, you give all the name, image, and likeness. No, the quarterback at Missouri, they should have kept at Penn State. And Aller, they kept the wrong one. He hasn't won a big game for them, Mike. I mean, and I think Penn State's going to go as he goes in the future.
You still have Ohio State left to play on that schedule. They have
Indiana,
Iowa.
I think.
Indiana. And some tough games for Penn State. I know one thing, Rich Barty ain't too happy with what's happening at Penn State with, you know, you sort of had Oregon.
Yeah,
and you left them off the hook.
Well, they were sleepwalking for three quarters until the fourth quarter. Until Penn State wins the big game with Coach Franklin, Mike, he'll never – you know, the narrative is – and he even made this statement in the post-game press conference. Coach Franklin said that the narrative is that we can't win the big game. No, that's not no narrative.
That's the truth.
It's reality.
Okay, last year, who would bail him out though if they was in a tough spot? Tyler Warren.
Oh, yeah.
Every time they needed something,
and Tyler Warren.
Look what he's doing with the Colts.
Yeah, with the Colts, yeah.
And so, it's a different story for Aller this year, that he's having to go to receivers, not so much to Tyler. Because sometimes Tyler, he was covered, and they still he would come up with the catch.
You know, Mike, and then, you know who's talking about top to bottom, strength of the conference. That's why I look at the SEC, because you look at you got to be pleased how competitive, and A&M better be ready. Mississippi State, you know, Mississippi State, they lost in overtime to Tennessee, 41-34. But you look, they're 4-1 right now, and the Aggies, you know, their fans, they kind of like the Penn State to me of the SEC. Oh, this is gonna be out here. This is gonna be out here. Well, you look, they off to a 4-0 start for the first time since 2016. The Aggies, A&M, they rank number 6. But watch out for Mississippi State. You know, it'll be the first road game since they had their open against Southern Miss, that being Mississippi State Bulldogs. But, Mike, how about this? You know,
that was a competitive game last week against Tennessee. Tennessee got them late, but, man, Mississippi State was out swinging. I wonder a little bit, when you lose a game like that, you know, how much oomph comes out.
But that's how Tennessee lost to Georgia. Remember how the overtime, the
they swing it. It was almost the flip of the pancake for them.
But Mike, what about coming up? You look at A&M's leading receiver, And I think he transferred from Mississippi State to go to A&M, Mario Craver.
Craver, yeah.
Look at him. He ranks second in the country right now. He's right at 119 yards receiving a game, and he leads the Aggies with four touchdown catches. So, boy, that's one thing. You look, okay, I thought he was on our team. No, he transferred. He's on the other team now. So, it just look, players looking for opportunities. And so that's going to be interesting with the Aggies. And then what's going to happen with Arch today playing in the Swamp against the Florida Gators?
I give the Florida Gators defense a lot of credit.
Right.
They
right.
have hung in there. But eventually the dam breaks. You can't – it can't be three and out, three and out. Or you turning the ball over constantly with Lagway and they got you back on the field. You got to break down. I don't care what defense you got. You got to break down.
Well, if you look at, I think, both Florida and Texas, the one thing, their defenses are coming to play. You look at Sarkisian with Texas, their defense has played. Now, their offense hasn't played, but they've played so far, I think, even looking at that Ohio State game, I don't know, championship defense. So you look at Texas now, Florida, they got so many athletes that they play well defensively, but what are they going to do offensively? So it might be who's clicking on offense could be the difference, because I think both the Florida Gators and the Longhorns defense is going to come to play.
Yeah, I think the Longhorns, I think they have five players that NFL scouts are looking at. And he's talking on a team that has struggled all year long, but it's not been their defense. Then their offense is so bad, you know. Come on, like what they did against LSU, you can't turn the ball over five times.
No,
can't
no,
do
no,
it. No. You're not winning nothing that way.
Well, even if you the Buffalo Bills and you turn over the ball yeah. five times against the Titans, you can lose.
The Titans aren't very good.
Well, either they'd have turned it over five times against the Saints, we'd have beat them.
That might have been correct. I don't know about the Titans.
Well, it might be a toss-up. There might be a fight. But, no, the point being that five turnovers, no, you can't do that against anything. And LSU's defense was opportunistic, though, when you think about it. Because LSU's defense is going to have to be opportunistic. If they're going to make it, we're going to talk about it after the break, if they're going to make it in the postseason, the defense has to be taking the football away, because I don't know if LSU, just because they had a bye, you think they're going to learn how to run the football?
No.
Yeah, so, you know, when you look at teams, like, Mike, that's almost blasphemy, that here you got the Vanderbilt Commodores, how well they can run the ball. Look at their offensive line, how LSU's offensive line, and LSU can't run it. I mean, that's like the universe is reversed. I mean, what? You're going to tell me, no, Vanderbilt's the running team punch you in the mouth, and not LSU. And you would not guess that. You would think, oh, no, Vanderbilt, that's like a bye week. That's a homecoming game. But not, well, you got to give Vanderbilt a lot of credit the last 2 years, a year and a half.
And you think about Missouri, they always were a kind of a pass-happy team. Now they become more run-oriented football team, and they pretty damn good at it. Hey, we'll be back here at Rouse's Markets. We Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettelier, live remote here, a special edition of Sports Talk. And we're at 3461 East Causeway Approach here in Mandeville. Shop and save at Rouse's, your low price leader, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. And a little after 2 o'clock, we'll have on with us the Pro Football Hall of Famer himself, Willie Rofe. He's here now signing autographs at a meet and greet at Rouse's in Mandeville. We'll be back with more of our special edition of Sports Talk right after this break.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. We're at a live special edition here at WWL Sports Talk from Rouse's Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach here in Mandeville. Mike DeTille along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, will be joined in the 2 o'clock time frame by the Pro Football Hall of Famer himself, Willie Rofe. And so, hey, keep your dial tuned into the Big 870 WWL. Also, shop and save at Rouse's during their four-day sale. Bobby, we're talking about it with LSU. That's not going to change their inability to run the ball. I think it'll be erratic. You might hit a big play, and it's sort of – it all counts. I get it. But you might hit a big play with a Harlan Berry or Caden Durham. But this isn't a team that's going to grind it out. That's just not the nature of the beast with them right now. They're going to be a pass-happy team. They're going to be a team that's got to win on defense and on special teams.
Well, Mike, if you look at it LSU's last 1,000-yard rusher, and like you said, it all counts, but you want it to be your running back, not Jaden Daniels. The last 1,000-yard rusher, he had 1,134 yards and 23, that being Jaden Daniels. But its last 1,000-yard rushing running back was in 2021, Tyron Davis Price, who had a little over 1,003 yards. You look at their top rush right now. Kate Durham, like, injured, 213 yards. But, Mike, they're going to do it by committee. But when you look, this is nothing to write home about. And wasn't it supposed to be addressed? LSU was 107 in the nation in rushing in last season, 2024, and 116.5 yards per game. That was last in the SEC. Well, this year so far, they're 119th rushing.
And they that doesn't change much.
Since. Yeah. So go from 100. No, we're going backwards. 117 to 119 in the nation rushing. Now we're not last in the SEC. We won before last. And guess what? Is their next opponent? They're ahead of South Carolina. So when South Carolina comes to Tiger Stadium next Saturday, you could look at the two worst rushing teams in the SEC: LSU before last and South Carolina. Like I said, LSU's at. 116.5 yards per game. Well, South Carolina's at 105. So the bottom line is they're not running the football, but What ends up happening, if defenses don't have to put like an extra defender in the box, and how they're going to play coverage, so that therefore makes it harder on Nussmeier because they're not worried about the run, and he's dealing with the injury. So when you look at, like, for instance, with Ole Miss, you remember I told you, Mike.
A three-man front. You can't run against that?
They were dropping frequently.
Eight
defenders and seven. Yeah. Ole Miss was dropping seven and eight defenders in the coverage because didn't have to worry about the rushing game. And, Mike, so that's just not encouraged. Now, what I would think, and, you know, you get you run a shotgun under center. I know most linemen, because defenses tend to honor the run more when you're under center. More power football. Getting in more power running formations. And would they maybe have run packages? You know, I don't know the status of Nussmeier and his oblique injury or the torso. But run packages, maybe to mix it up with Michael Van Buren.
Kelly says no, he's not going to do it.
Well, why not?
I'm telling you what he said.
It helps the team win.
I agree with you.
Nothing against Nussmeier.
Okay, the Saints did that with Taysom Hill.
And it worked. And they had Drew Brees.
And they had Drew Brees
in
the lineup. He didn't complain about it. Anything to help you win a game. But Brian Kelly said this week when he was asked. Now, again, I hate to say this, but it is true. I got coaches in my family. They do lie to you. Okay, sometimes they don't want to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
listen, that's just the way it is. They do lie to you about
stuff. So all of a sudden they play South Carolina.
And see Van Buren in there.
Yeah. No, somehow you just have to maybe mix it up. But, Mike, if you look at, I mean, they're just the yards per attempt. That if you look at this, including, you know, the sack by Nussmeier, looking at the last game and all that, you manage just 57 net yards. And Ole Miss was getting gashed.
They were giving up 150 yards a game rushing.
Mike,
what LSU did? I don't think they got 60.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's just that was very discouraging where we're at right now. And I don't know. It'd be interesting to see if LSU can, you know, put themselves in position that they could still be in the postseason. But they had that one slip up. But, Mike, you have to look at it. It does matter when you're playing a team and where are you going to be playing them. So, just look at when you look at, okay, who's coming to Tiger Stadium. I think we take care of business against South Carolina, the Aggies. But then you got to go at Vanderbilt and look how they run. Then at Alabama and at Oklahoma.
Wow.
Mike, right now, I was so optimistic after the Clemson
game. And A&M at home.
Yeah.
That's
so,
the other part of it.
Well, but I think they could take care of that, but like all of a sudden, it'd be unacceptable. So what if they're 8-4 or 9-3? No, somehow they got to figure out, because I think if you can have one more slip up and you still have double-digit wins, they could be one of those 12 teams. But if you lose two more and – I don't know, Mike, but right now, Vanderbilt, Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas A&M. I mean, it's not like, oh, LSU's going for sure.
Okay, I think about last year against South Carolina. First half, man, Lenora Sellers, he went wild on them. But he gets hurt. And so he doesn't play in second half much. And he's out of there. And South Carolina had five guys drafted off that team and two guys signed NFL free agent contracts on defense. So you lost seven guys from a team that they were loaded on defense. They were really good, winning nine regular season games last year. And really, you think about, had this guy not tried to clock Nussmeier after the interception?
Oh, no, they were lucky to win. No, because that was a pick six.
Exactly.
You know, because in the red zone, and then, oh, how the tide turns. No, that's how they were able to win that game.
And then you had the field goal kicker. He missed one at the end. And so you were a little fortunate. That in the Ole Miss game, you sort of shake your head. You walk away from that and say, how the hell you won that game? But, man, Sellers is a guy to watch. They aren't as talented as they were a year ago. They don't run the ball well, other than Sellers. He's got a new group of receivers he's throwing.
We have one in our linemen starting off for us, Simpkins.
And man, Torricelli Simpkins, damn good player, prospect for the Saints. But you think about South Carolina, they aren't as good on defense. The offensive line's rebuilt. They got a lot of new receivers. But you still got to stop Sellers because he's a dynamic guy. His good is really good, but he's got a lot of up and down, almost like a roller coaster.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's down on not on top of the mountain, they're down in the valley, so to speak. But because Mike, because he could be explosive, and you don't want him to get a hot hand in Tiger Stadium for sure.
You look at him, and he's not as bulky, but he's got some. Like Cam Newton type traits to him. The only thing with Cam that 1 year at Auburn, that's not going to be a lot of comparisons.
He was a man
amongst
boys. He was a man. Boys. I mean, even Patrick Peterson said one highlight in his long runs, he had a chance to make that tackle, and Cam said not so fast.
Cam,
we all know what we think of Patrick Peterson.
Cam
one of the best
ran
ever.
Away from him and then stiff-armed him, and it kind of jolted him a little bit with that stiff arm. But Sellers is an interesting player because of that dreaded word, potential. He's got all this talent. If he can ever piece it together on a consistent basis, you got something with him because he's super talented.
Well, I think super talented, but so was Anthony Richardson with the Colts, and he didn't play enough games to me. He was overdrafted just based on that physical ability. And look where the Colts are at with Indiana Jones. I mean, it'd be like, okay, leave the Giants and go to the Colts. Right now, if you look where he's ranked, Mike, he's the top three in all the NFL quarterbacks. Whoever you think's like franchise quarterback, the way he's playing right now with the Colts, no, Danny Dimes, Indiana Jones is playing.
He is the comeback player.
Oh,
of
it ain't
the
even
year.
Close right now.
For what you thought you had, and because I think the owner at that time, Jimmy Irsay, man, he loved Anthony Richardson. That was his guy.
Because
you
got to
play him.
Yeah,
you
got to
play him. But really, there was no I talked to Rick Venturi. He's like, Mike, it was not a contest in training camp. Daniel Jones beat him out, and it wasn't even close.
No, and then you look at the roster of the Colts, how they've always had a good roster. Can they get the quarterback? And arguably, unless you follow football, they have the best running back right now, Jonathan Taylor. Just look at Jonathan Taylor, what he's having. You can talk about Saquon and all that, but you better pack a lunch against Jonathan Taylor. Saquon, to me, kind of hits it and gets it sometimes. Jonathan Taylor, he's coming downhill. I'm glad the Saints don't have to play the Colts. Because I guarantee that would be we'd be a double-digit underdog.
And then you throw into the fact, their receiving core, I think, is solid to good. But Tyler Moore makes it much better. And I saw when they got near the goal line, he did what he did in high school. Hey, I'm a former quarterback. Give it to me.
Well, and then you look at, like, you don't know who's going to be the team coming out of nowhere or with management, the general manager. What direction do we go for our future? In hindsight right now, why did the Vikings get rid of Sam Darnold? Boy, look at the stability. Watch out for the Seahawks, I'm telling you. Watch out for the Seahawks right now. Sam Darnold brought
and
stability.
And he got a lot around him, too.
Yes.
Man.
So it's like when you look J.J. McCarthy, when even if he comes back, then they go with Carson Wentz. Now, they all beat up right now on their old line, the Vikings. But I tell you what, you would think.
And who has really emerged to Jackson Smith, Najigma?
Oh, yeah, you JSN. See,
man, he's really looked
good. Well, he's the real Ohio State receiver.
He is really good. And he's emerged as a true number one at Ohio. Not at Ohio State,
Seattle.
But at Seattle.
Yeah, a true number one. But when you look at, like, trying to make the right decision to show, like, oh, isn't he the quarterback whisperer, the head coach at Minnesota?
Kevin O'Connell.
Okay, now think about this. You know who he let go? Sam Darnold. And you know who else was in the building? Indiana Jones. He was on that Minnesota team. And, you know, if he knows, he can look in the crystal ball and he watches them practice. But, you know, you want to make that draft pick work, J.J. McCarthy. I don't know. He seems overwhelmed to me. He had one good quarter, then he got hurt.
Yeah, that fourth quarter against the Bears.
Yeah. Other than that, he's played like seven bad quarters, then he got hurt.
And there's a lot of talk in the offseason. O'Connell reached out to Aaron Rodgers. Would you be interested to come here? But Aaron was, okay, I'm going to be a caretaker to J.J. McCarthy.
No.
Man, I ain't playing that role.
No, if I'm
I want to be the man.
If I'm going out, I want to be the man like he is with the Steelers. And even Aaron Rodgers has dialed it back and playing.
Playing
Mike not to be the MVP.
Right.
Okay, how can I help the Steelers win? You know, and how they structured and looking at the strength of the week. So he's actually, to me, that tells me that Aaron Rodgers has matured as a quarterback. That even though everybody thinks that Aaron Rodgers thinks it's always about him, he goes, no, I'm going to get the credit if I quarterback a winning team in the Steelers.
And the Jets are so dysfunctional.
New York's dysfunctional. You know, like the Jets are Giants. Look at that. And that's why they're just praying the Yankees do something. Just hoping the Yankees.
And they're hoping
something.
Basketball season comes around quick
Knicks. But you look at but he has a little swagger. Now, we got to humble him, Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart's embracing being in New York. Look at Eli Manning, winning two Super Bowls in New York. Boy, you can make it in New York. You can make it anywhere. And the reason why, like Eli Manning, you know, we talk about Hall of Famer like Willie Rofe. Eli Manning's going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yes, he will.
But he ain't a first ballot like Drew Brees. You know why Eli Manning got to be so famous? You know, it doesn't matter who you beat and when you beat him. He beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl. Now think about that. By just doing that, because if you look at his regular season record, I think he's one game above 500.
Yeah.
So and then you look at Peyton Manning, who I thought was one of the greatest quarterbacks.
I think he's the greatest regular season quarterback.
Mike, because ever. I was part of teams that won 12 games in a season twice. He did it 7 years in a row. 7 years in a row, the coach won 12 games or more. I'm telling you, that is like hard to do. Because a lot of things that have to go your way and all. So he just looking like Jackson Dart, a California kid. All of a sudden, he transfers to Ole Miss, goes
with
Lane Kiffin.
It was a good fit, him and Lane.
Yeah.
Really was.
And Brian Daboll knows right now, okay, for me to keep my job, Jackson Dart, he has to be my savior. We got to be that team together. So he's going to do everything because he wants to keep his job for Jackson Dart. Come on, Jackson. And play you behind off.
And so the good news is, I mean, Dart, I thought he looked like, and the plays were the same as what I saw him do at Ole Miss. I think that was calculated. Hey, we're going to give him stuff he understands. And then, bang, you lose Malik Nabers. Man, you say, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
How can we lose our best player? But, man, MetLife has been a torturous place. Since 2014, they've had seven picks either in round one or two for the Giants. And at wide receiver and tight end, six of them have went down to ACL injuries.
Well, I'm going to leave you with this as we go into break. To show you how unlikely the Giants to beat the Chargers, they became the first 0-3 team to defeat a 3-0 team. You got to go back to 2008 when the Chiefs beat the Denver Broncos. So that didn't happen, 0-3 team defeating a 3-0 team. That last time that happened was 2008, like I said. Then you look at Jackson Dart, the first quarterback to win first career start versus a team that was 3-0 or better. You got to go back. Mike, we're familiar with that name, Mark Bolger.
Yeah.
That was back
he in, was here with in, the Saints.
In, yeah, 2002. Now, I think that might have happened. Was he with the Rams when that happened? Or was that?
Yeah, with the Rams.
Yeah, yeah.
And man, he went through a stretch. He was really good in that
West Virginia guy.
Yeah. He hardly threw the football when we were at Nicholls State. That's where they trained. It was Jake Delhomme. It was Aaron Brooks. Jeff Blake was
there. You know, some teams are looking for one quarterback, and some teams have too many damn quarterbacks. You can't play them all, you know. So Mark Bolger, yeah, that's a name from the past.
We'll be back with more of our special edition of WWL Sports Talk live at Rouse's Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach here in Mandeville. Shop and save at Rouse's, your local price leader. And just remember, a little after 2 o'clock, we'll have on with us the Pro Football Hall of Famer. He'll join Bobby and I, Willie Rove, talk about his new whiskey that's come out. Bob, you got a shot at it, and so it's sold right here at Rouse's Market.
Smooth in the morning, smooth in the afternoon, smooth at night.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Smooth,
we'll be back with more of our special edition of Sports Talk right after this break.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're back here on our special edition of WWL Sports Talk. We're live at Rouse's Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach here in Mandeville. Shop and save at Rouse's, your local low price leader. We have on with us from Rouse's, Danan. And Danan, thanks so much for joining us here. We were talking off air. You've been here 5 years, and man, Rouse's, man, it took me a while to find a place to park. This place is, man, they got some people here shopping at Rouse's, and I know part of it too, Willie's here, but man, on a Saturday morning or on Saturday early afternoon, they got some folks here.
Yes, indeed. We've had quite a few things going on today. We had our Taste of Italy event going on. I think that was company-wide. All the stores were doing it, but just kind of sampling some of our local private label Italian products. Really good
stuff. Oh, Bob got one.
Favorite. Yeah,
that's sparkling water. Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Italian sparkling water.
Don't get
water.
Him started on that, Danny. We're going to be here about 2 hours.
No, I've been, Mike, this has been years now that
yep.
Man, look at this. They always hook me up with this Rouse's Market Italian sparkling water. This is like Rouse's version of Pellegrino Perrier. I mean, it tastes I mean, I did the taste test, and this is the best.
Oh, yes. The sodas are very good. The tiramisu is delicious. A lot of really good products, and a lot of them are sourced from Italy directly.
And the sodas come in different brands, too.
That's correct. Yeah, they got different flavors. They got, you know, grapefruit, blood orange, et cetera, et cetera. They're all delicious. Really good.
I never forget Manny, my neighbor for so many years, but he passed away, Joe Clark. And so he goes to, he's coaching in NFL Europe in his 70s. So he says, man, we cut that orange open the first time. I look at that, and there ain't nothing but red in there. I said, man, I grew up in California. I ain't never cut no orange open and it's red. He said, man, I found out that was sort of the norm there.
That's right.
So that was great. Tell us some of the specials you got here at Ralph's.
So we're actually smack dab in the middle. We got a four-day sale going on, which is a chance to kind of capitalize on some really good deals. We got a whole short loin T-bone for $10.97 a pound, Savoie's smoked sausage. Save $6 on that, $7.99. That's for a 3-pound pack. And also 2 for $3. We got the fresh collards, mustards, and turnip greens as well. A whole bunch of other stuff, too.
So, and so on Saturdays, y'all always cook the steaks outside. You can smell it.
Oh, yeah. I got the sizzling Saturdays going on. Yes, yeah. It draws them in.
I was smelling that. I was about to, I wanted to, hey, could you send me one of those over here? Boy, you know, you could, before you taste it and you can smell it, and it's kind of getting in your bloodstream.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Stuff. And that's why I couldn't be no vegetarian. I mean, I'm a carnivore. when you smell that, how can you not want to eat that? That's like, you know, even if you're Jewish, or, you know, you could be a Muslim, and it's like, oh, I don't eat pork. But if you wake up in the morning, you're sleeping, and you smell bacon cooking, how can you not want to eat bacon? I mean, you know, that's how I look at it. I mean, I think God's blessed us with all this fine foods, and Ralph's definitely has this here. So, you know, when you look at, if you want anything, and you're getting ready for the game, and tailgating, you come to Rouse's, and they'll get you right, and to bring whatever you need to bring to your tailgating party, or if you want to have your own, then and you're the main draw for everybody coming over.
Yeah, I definitely think so. We got a really good selection. Proud of the team we have here, and we got fine products as well. So we definitely appreciate you guys for coming out, and yeah, it's been a fun event.
As we hit the fall months, you know, and they got parties, Halloween parties, Thanksgiving is certainly a big time for y'all, along with Christmas, New Year's, that sort of thing. So, man, it's hopping here in that fall period for you guys.
Oh, 100%. This is our quarter right now. We're getting ready to gear up big time and, you know, batten down the hatches. So,
you know, I'm looking, you walk in, it's like obviously the fall, October. It looks like y'all have like a pumpkin patch walking in here.
That's exactly what we're going for. You know, we're trying to get everybody in the autumn spirit. You know, we're trying to manifest a cold front and get it a little.
Yeah, warm. Yeah, finally, we're in October. We need that cold front.
Well, we got the breeze for it.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's starting. It's starting.
Yeah, you just have that less humidity.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for. But when you see all these pumpkins, I don't know. You can eat pumpkin pie. They have pumpkin spice, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think that's all overrated. I think we, you know, you wanted to eat pumpkin, but how can you say, like, oh, it's in the spring, I'm eating pumpkin pie. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you're saving it. It's not, you know, I always like pumpkins because the kids, the jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you make a jack-o'-lantern. So the pumpkin, to me, that's what it was always good for, to decorate your yard.
100%.
Oh, we got the great Willie Rope.
Yeah, Willie shows up here. But, man, guys, when I think about the pumpkin, and y'all even put it now on cookies.
That's true.
You got the cookies with the pumpkin on top of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's that time of year. People are looking for it. Some people are pumpkin crazy. They want the pumpkin cereal. They want the pumpkin whatever they can get their hands on, you know.
So the same thing like a pumpkin. Okay, who really likes pumpkin? Somebody, you could call in and say, no, I love pumpkin. But I guarantee you might be in the minority. The same thing when you go trick-or-treating. Okay. That's a bogus candy. We might as well eat a handful of sugar. Candy corn? I mean, candy corn.
They do have some people that love that candy. Now, I'm not one of them.
Yeah, me neither.
But they got people that love that candy corn.
Well, that means they like a spoonful of sugar.
Okay,
like
I ain't got nothing wrong with that.
Sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. You know, yeah.
That's why you marry somebody that likes candy corn. That's what I did. My wife's the candy corn enthusiast. Yeah, like, she can have all of it. So
no, like Reese's. Now that's
You're gonna fight for those.
Yeah, who doesn't
exactly.
Like, who doesn't like a Reese's?
You gotta fight the grandkids for that. The other thing too is, man, what's really grown big here, and all over the country, but especially at Rouse's. The chicken wings.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Like when I was growing up,
again,
that wasn't a huge deal for chicken wings. It is today.
Yes, sir.
Well, who doesn't like chicken? Come on. And the Rouse's fried chicken is awesome.
Oh, it's great.
So, I mean, like, okay, do I want a plate of chicken or a plate of pumpkin pie? What?
Well, I know where you're going with it.
Yeah, no, pumpkin, yeah. No, give me the chicken.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yep.
Dana, real quick, tell us again some of the stuff that you got on sale here at Rouse's.
Okay, so in our regular ad, we got our quarter loin pork chops, $1.57 a pound. That's our big front page item. We've got mandarins, big bags of those. Those are $2.79 right now, saving $2.20 on those. But we also are in the middle of our four-day sale, so that's going through Monday. You can get a whole short loin T-bone, $10.97 a pound. We'll cut and wrap it for you for free. $7.99 on the Savoie smoked sausage, 3-pound packs. And we got fresh collards, mustards, turnip greens, 2 for $3 as well. A whole lot of good stuff. It's a good ad this week.
Danan, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it. You do a great job over here. This is an unbelievable spot here. Yeah, man, it's perfect.
Appreciate you guys.
And it's right off the corner. It's easy to get
indeed.
To. Even I got here quickly. Bob got up.
Yeah, Jerry, right off. No, I lived here for 8 years when I was.
So you knew where it was?
Late 80s, early 90s. This is my stomping grounds. But when I lived here, this is all country.
Yeah, there wasn't a Rouse's here back then.
That's how I look now. No, now, especially post-Katrina.
Oh, yeah.
So you have traffic jams on the North Shore. They never used to have that.
Thank you, David.
Thank
Appreciate
you guys
it.
So much. Appreciate it.
All right,
you.
We'll be back with more of our special edition of WWL Sports Talk live from Rouse's Markets on East Causeway Approach here in Mandeville. Shop and save at Rouse's, your local price leader. We'll be back right after this break. We're finishing up here in our number one of our special edition of Sports Talk WWL. Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're going to have Willie Rofe on with us right after 2 o'clock. We're at Rouse's Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach here in Mandeville. Shop and save at Rouse's. Again, Willie Rofe will join us on Sports Talk about 205, 208, and we'll talk about his career here and also him being in the spirits business, as they would say. So Willie's got a bourbon out in that he was signing here at Rouse's Market. So, got a lot more sports talk. Be talking Saints, college football, Willie Rofe, his career here. Also, some new adventures, sort of speak, in the business world with Willie Rofe. We'll be back with more of our special edition of Sports Talk at Rouse's Markets in Mandeville right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.